Nationally, we are now well beyond 5 million people having signed up for private health insurance plans through our health insurance marketplaces. We're enrolling thousands of people every day. In addition, though, 3 million young adults have been enabled to stay on their health insurance policies of their parents, and millions more have gained access through Medicaid and CHIP. In Alabama, the numbers aren't as good. We estimate that there are roughly 643,000 Alabamians who are uninsured, and as of March 1st, about 55,000 had enrolled. Many of the individuals in Alabama who were uninsured, if they went to our website or if they called our call center, they would learn that there's financial assistance available to many of them. And what we have found across the country is that 6 out of 10 new enrollees are spending around $100 or less for a very good health insurance plan. So our hope is that many Alabamians will take a look at our website, healthcare.gov, and please go there before March 31.
All right. And now if people don't sign up, we know that there's a penalty. Some people incorrectly assume that it's about $95. We heard a report on NPR a few weeks ago that was talking about the penalty that will be applied. It could be a lot higher than that. Could you just tell me a little bit about that?
Well, first and foremost, I want everyone to understand that the deadline for enrollment is March 31st, and that it's important for people to sign up by then. If they don't, it will be November before they have another enrollment period. And if you signed up next November, you would have insurance starting in January. And also that if the state were to expand Medicaid, that Medicaid-eligible individuals could sign up at any time during the year. Individuals who do not enroll by March 31 would face a fee, and for most individuals, for many individuals, it would be probably $95. But there are some other individuals it would be a percent of their income.
Right, right. So if you make a pretty decent income, from what I understand, it will be 1% of taxable income.
But it's also capped. It's important, Jeremy, that there's a hardship exemption for individuals who cannot afford health insurance. The Affordable Care Act is designed to ensure that every individual has access to affordable health insurance so they can get quality health care. And if someone cannot afford it, there's an exemption.
Are you worried about what's going to happen when people, maybe some of them don't sign up and then they do get hit with these fees? Because, I mean, the fees can be as high as $3,600 for an individual and $11,000 for a family.
The Affordable Care Act is designed to ensure that each individual takes responsibility for their health insurance needs, because when an individual is uninsured and goes to a hospital and doesn't have insurance coverage, others that use that hospital pick up the cost of that uninsured individual. So the design is to ensure that we make it as easy as possible for individuals to find affordable health insurance. It will reduce healthcare costs for all of us, and we will ensure that individuals wind up protecting their health rather than going bankrupt trying to pay for health insurance, healthcare coverage when they're uncovered with insurance. Jeremy, let me point out one other thing that's so important in Alabama is that the federal government will pay 100% of the cost of expanding the Medicaid program in Alabama for 3 years, and then up to 90% after that. That means that by not expanding Medicaid, the governor and the legislature in Alabama are passing up $3.9 million every single day that could go towards providing health insurance through the Medicaid program to Alabamians. So we certainly would encourage the consideration of expanding Medicaid at the same time that we create a health insurance marketplace for individuals who are seeking private insurance so they can go and find a quality product that is affordable.
Now, I know that the governor and the legislature argued that the program itself is not sustainable and that basically the money may not be there as you're promising. What would you say to that?
The Affordable Care Act provides the law that says over the next 3 years, the federal government will pay 100% of the cost of Medicaid expansion, and then it phases down to 90% thereafter. That's the federal government's commitment. The Congressional Budget Office estimated that over the next 20 years, the Affordable Care Act will save the federal government $1 trillion. So by getting everyone insured, by getting everyone who's eligible for Medicaid enrolled, we will have a health care system that will actually continue to hold down health care costs. The last 3 years since the Affordable Care Act, we have had the lowest increases in per capita health care costs in the last 20 years.
I mean, it's not unusual for Republican legislatures to turn this money down. It's happened in many states, obviously. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the politicians are talking politics, and what we're trying to do is give people the opportunity to have access to health insurance. And we're going to continue working at this because we have found that the private health insurance policies that are now available on healthcare.gov and through our call center are affordable and are going to ensure quality health care is available. And we're confident that with time, when hospitals go to their state legislatures and say how important it is for everyone to have health insurance, when doctors go to their legislatures and say how important it is for their patients to have health insurance, that need will eventually carry the day.
Now, I know you were born in Selma. You were raised in Birmingham. I wonder if you could speak as an Alabamian for a moment, because this is your state. And I'm sure you're somewhat disappointed in the actions of the legislature. You probably have quite a perspective on that.
Jeremy, it's very clear from public health statistics that we need a strong public health system, but we also need people to have access to health insurance, because what it gives them is access to preventive health services, so we can do mammographies for women before they develop breast cancer. We can do immunizations for children before they come down with difficult diseases. Health status is so important to economic well-being of individuals and of the state. It is in Alabama's interest to ensure that their employees across the state are healthy, have access to preventive health care, and are focused on staying well. And that's where we need to take our entire health care system. Employers tell us constantly how important it is for health care costs not to continue to go up. In the 3 years since the Affordable Care Act, we have the lowest rate of increase in health insurance costs in 20 years. We have the capability now, and we have the knowledge now, that if we have all of our citizens covered with health insurance, we have the ability to hold down long-term health care costs and grow our economy. And that's what I hope the leaders of Alabama will be focused on. This is not about politics. This is about getting every citizen the opportunity to stay healthy and to have their family with access to quality health care.